Vayter in Shas Rei Menachos Daf Mempin on the top of the page, first word on the line. Tanu Rabbanan Nasadim Mitzitzis. What's the din when it comes to Pishtan and Sitzis? Bishamei Pochin or Vesil Mechayvin? Says Rashi. What does that mean? Bishamei Pochin Minat Sitzis. The Lo Darshin and Smuchin. They don't Darshin Smichos. While the Mishrei Kilayim Mitzitzis. The matter Kilayim Mitzitzis continues. Hi, the Nakad Lashon Potter V'Chiyov V'Lo Nakad Lashon Osun U'Matirin B'Shem the Tzitzis Chovahu Lebeged V'Afilu Eino Lovsha. Even if you're not wearing it, V'Iser V'Heter Nami B'Hotolya V'Kim Del Beishame Potter Havelu Kilayim Shelo B'Makom Mitzar. Since Beishame say you're Potter, it's potter to do it. Therefore, if you do it, you're going to be chayv in kilayim shelo makom mitzvah. Va'over aleihem mishum kilayim. Lebeis hilo the mechayv lebetzitzis. The darshinim we saw daf dalin divamos. So the darshinim smuchin ve'ein kan mishum kilayim amuter lelovshan. Ubital shel tzemer. If the tassel made out of wool, not out of a little bit of wool, nami lebeis shami aser lasos ba lavan shel pishtan utchila shel tzemer. Both of them have to be made out of semer. Bishilol mutter. He says mutter. V'hai denakar pluktayu besadin. The reason why I bring the machlokas via with a linen mishum the psikale milsei. The ein about sitzis below kilayim shaker mitzitzis techilas ksiva beu techilas imu. Right, and therefore it has to be kilayim. Okay, back to the Gemara. So say, "Sad the mitzitzes b'sham v'potrim b'shil l'machayim." B'shil says, "No, you're going to be chayv because he does dashen smuchin." V'alochik zivi b'shil locha is like b'shilo. Amr Rabbi Lezer bar Tzadik. V'alochik kolam hamitot tchilas b'shilayim. But is it true anyone who puts tchilas on their linen garment to shilayim? Minu ala minu matmiyin. They're part of the shockers. I says mitma mitama al kolor es koloroin. Everyone who sees is going to be shocked. Shalom kilayim ulava. She's wearing kilayim. What's going on? And we see here that at the b'shil apolik Rabbi Lezer is arguing. I'm a Rebbe. Im kein lama asura. So why would it be that the chachamim shleim asked it? The fishein mekian because they're not mekian. Rashi says fishein mekian lidro smuchin the kilayim betzitzis mutter vassal mishi kilayim bechomakom. They don't know how to realize that it's only by here that you let it go do it, not by other places. They're going to end up doing it in other places also, and that's aser. V'ikasha kivud to be daraisa chayev. And if you want to ask, hold on a second, midaraisa your chayev to do such a thing. Heichi matzur abanim la'akor davar min haTorah. How could the chacham go akor uproot a halacha in the Torah? L'mifter l'mitzitzes, say you don't have to put a tzitzes mishum gezera. Ha'usiv nabi yavamus aper ka'isha rabba mishaninan chol davar sh'amr l'cha bezin sheva losase. Mitzvah Asezu Shavatorah, Viro, Tam Ledevrem, Ein Ze, Oker Davar Minatorah, the Mamela Me'akar, Velo Ihu, Akalibidayim. What they're doing over here is they're doing it in a way that it's Shevi Al Tase. When you're doing something when it's a Shevi Al Tase, so it's not called Oker. It's not called something that's being Oker Minatorah, and therefore, thus is Nishkin a problem for them to go and to do it. They're not actually uprooting something in the Torah. It's not the Chachamim coming and saying go against the Torah and actively kumva say, but just Shevi Al Tase that they could do it if they have a legitimate reason to be worried. Okay. So therefore, I didn't fish and biki, and therefore you don't, you know, that's why the Chacham and the Yerushalayim didn't let him do it. Amle Rava Bar Rav Chana LaRava Vilirmu Be'asar V'Nafka L'Shukah. So let ten people go put this on their linen clothing and go to the shuk wearing them. Mifarsim Alabilsa and make it Pirsume. Everyone understands. Rashi says the climate is his mutter. What are you worried about here? So, no, it's a Kolshken to Mithamu Alavan. That's not going to help. You're going to make him more worried. Rashi says the Amir Anoshim Agunim Keila Loshi Kilayim is going to. Oh my gosh, these great people wearing kilayim, very strange. Validrashavapirka, so let's go ahead and give like a shiur about this. You know, darshin about the concept shanis is mutter and sitzis. No, gezerah mishum kala ilan. Really, the issue is because of gezerah of the kala ilan, as she says, it's seva he should domal the tchelas. It's a color that's close to tchelas. V'isharis, so it's called indigo. Maybe we're going to put indigo in the garment, instead of tchelis, and then you're going to over shatness, and there's no mitzvah. Says Rashi, v'ishar is tzor tchelis besadin, osa lemir meit semer v'tzavua, b'kala ilan, v'hava kilayim, shalwaka mitzvah. So that's the problem. Says, what do you mean? V'lo yehi el lavan. So let it be that thread will be considered like it's lavan. Right? We said that if someone has no tchelis, you're mekayim the mitzvah, you're using just four white threads. So it's true that indigo maybe isn't tchelis, but the mitzvah is going to be done manavshach, and therefore we shouldn't have the issue, it will override the issue of shatness. It says Rashi, in the middle of what we're just reading, my ichbaslan, ira mi kal ilan, the lo ye hai kal ilan, el lovin, let it be just lovin balma, klomer tsemer lovin. Ha'amun la'el, ain't no tchilis, mati lovin, mashana, kivin de efsha bimino, kivin de l'shem lovin, efsha lusis chute pishtan, lo raminan lovin, the tsemer of a sudden, we're going to see now. But kivin de efsha, so the end for the Gemara, the reason why that we don't do that is because since it's possible to do with its own kind, like with linen, and therefore the case it won't be tzitzis, then lo, we're not going to go ahead and use the threads of wool which are going to be shatness. Can Rish Lakish, Dom Rish Lakish, call Malcolm Shamotse, lo sase, whenever you find a mitzvah sase and lo sase, that are coming against each other. If you're able to do both of them, become both of them without violating, then do that. And if not, then let the say come and bidocha the losa say. But over here, you don't have to do that because you can just wear the white cloth, the white tzitzis without having to make a shatness. So therefore, we do that. So let's just check the tchelis stuff to make sure that they're actually real. Why is it you get rid of it? Because you're worried of the fact that it's the wrong color. We're worried about te'ima. Literally, te'ima means tasting. In this context, what it means is testing. Says Rashi, Mishum te'ima, ima tzrichina and l'chol hakonim livdok. If you're making everybody go and check what color it is, livdok a yoros, and asi lishpoch anisayon, l'chol a yoros, if you look on Mishaitim, im sham, and nisayon b'yora pasla, nisayon b'yora pasla, L'chol hayora. She's a steam as Nisayon, the tester, the testing one. What happens is that they used to have a thread that they would test the dye to check if it's the right color. And maybe where it is that the testing, the dye might afterwards be used for tchelis and linen garment. And that can't be done over there because it's going to be shatness. Why would that be considered shatness? Because you didn't do it l'shem mitzvah. You're just testing the quality, see how it comes out. Therefore, if you don't do it for the sake of the mitzvah, it's a problem. All of it's going to be an issue. V'lichteva adiske. So let the rabbanon write a shtar that the threads dyed for testing is not roy to be used, and send this out to everywhere where tchelis ends up getting dyed. And therefore, we circumvent our issue once again. Says Rashi, v'zichteva adiske, yichteva igeris v'yishlechu legola halachos te'ima, the halachos of testing, k'dem first kameh. Lito male klipos beitza b'yorav yitzvah nisayim so klipa. Okay, the Gemara is good now. We'll see that later on. Okay, but anyway, report this, just write it out, and then we won't use the samples. Now, diske lekum lismich. You want to do? You want to rely on those things? Nobody really reads them. I says klomer de lo chashiva lo leinche hanach igros va'avirleil. Then I doesn't consider chash of them. Amarava. So it says, no, but hashta, what are you talking about? Hashta, beep, turn the page, remember base. Chametz for Pesach v'Yom Kippurim. Even by the Isavina Chametz on Pesach and the idea of Yom Kippur, meaning fasting in Yom Kippur, the kares, when if somebody goes against that, well, somebody eats Chametz on Pesach, gets kares, and someone doesn't fast Yom Kippur. Samchina diske, rely on the shtaros that the basin sends to the different communities to tell you when these day holidays are going to be. Hacha da'aseh ba'am, over here in the case of Tchelis, where it's all is an aseh. No kares and no death that's coming along with this. Well, Koshikain, of course they're going to rely on these letters. Says Rashi, Chabiz Pesach, Kishahoyu, Ba'abrim Shano, when they would have a leap year, and Hayu Sholchin Igros Legola, Lasos Beis Adarim, they would send these letters to do to others. Because I remember a pair of comments in Sanhedrin. It says in the Fyodov in Sanhedrin, Modin and Nachdin Lachon, like they let them know. So, of course, they're going to rely on letters. So, we have to come to another reason why the Chaman Asert Chelis by a linen garment. Elam Arava, Ha Milsa Amri, Vitamar Arava, Mishum Rabbi Zerik of Asi. I said this in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael said in the name of Zera, Shami Yikara Stino Basel Shalosh. Maybe someone's his shirt, the cloak, is going to tear within 3 finger breadths of the corner, and then he's going to go and sew it with linen thread, and then leave the end of the thread hanging from the corner, leaving it as the white tzitzis thread. Then he would add tchilas, so the tzitzis would be part tchilas put on, you know, for the sake of the mitzvah, and part white linen thread that was initially put for some other reason. It's got to be made and not already from something that was in existence. And therefore, because of this, they didn't let patchilas in these situations. Shara Rabbi Zera Listine. Rav Zera untied and removed the tzitzis from his linen clothing. Right? He's worried that maybe it's going to tear. Must be that he's agreeing with Rav over here. Rav Zera Amar Gzera Mishum Ksus Laila. It was because of shatness in a ksus laila, that is your nighttime clothing. That reference to the pasuk says re'isim oso, that it's pater at a night clothing. Just can't see it. Chum therefore aser putting tcheles on these linen garments because they're worried that someone is going to cover himself with the linen wrap at night. The mitzvah tzitzis doesn't exist, and therefore he's wearing shatness, and there's no mitzvah at that particular time. Fascinating, says Rashi. Shem yiskase bo balayla. The pater mitzitzis. Shenem arisim aso zgartem prat lachsus layla. Nimsa nene mikilayim shalo b'shas mitzvah. Wow. V'yomarav ahomil samri v'itmar b'marav v'mishved Rabbi Zera kavasi. This idea was said in Bavel, and again it was said in the name of Zera in Eretz Yisrael. He shall beg at uknafesh shall or. Let's say you have this cloth, and this cloth is made out of baguette. It's made out of cloth, and its corner is made out of leather. How did you end up with leather over there? That is Rashish and Nechtechu Karina Karne Fitalabun, or they cut it, put leather there. Replace the corners with leather corners. Chayavis, this is going to be Chayavis of Tzitzis. He shall ark an official baguette. Let's say it's a flip, the patura, putter from zitzis, my time, what's the reason? Iker baguette, you need the iker baguette. Let's say you have to put it on. And we said when it says al kanfei big day ham, it's got it, that's talking about wool or linen and not leather. Ravachayozil basa kanaf. He goes after the kanaf or after the corners to decide whether or not, you know, what the zitzis or not. So if the corners are leather, no, but if the corners are made of baguette, then yes, you're going to be chayv. Amarava Amarav Schara Amarav Huna Hitil Labalas Shalosh Vishlimo La Arba. If somebody puts tzitzis, Hitil Labalas Shalosh on a 3-cornered garment, and then Vishlimo La Arba, and he fixed it up to be now it's 4 corners, then it is he added fabric to it to make it 4th. Psula Mishum Tasavalumina Asoi Me Sve Frak the Gemara Chasir Mishonim. Once they wove the first 3 finger breadths in the length of a garment, they would immediately put tchilas on it, and it would only 3 finger amounts of garment was woven, it's not yet chayiv and tzitzis, since 2 of its final corners aren't yet done. However, the chassidim mishonim will put the tzitzis onto the first 2 corners immediately and would add tzitzis to the last 2 corners when the garment was finished. So we see that tzitzis put on beforehand actually are good. You don't have the problem of Tassel Manosai. No, Ema, Kevin, Shepatsu, Bashalo, Shayim, Matilim, Batchilas. No, say it as once they made within 3 finger breadths of its end, they would immediately put Tchilas on it. When they get already within the end of the of making the Beged, it's already considered like it's enough done that it's not an issue of Tasev Lomina Asoi. Ami and Rina and Tasev Lomina Asoi, do we even say this? Didn't Tasev Lomina Asoi reference Tzitzis put on first? Vamar Vzera, Heitel Muteles, Sheriff. Somebody put Tzitzis on a garment that already had Tzitzis on it, and it's going to be good to be worn because of the new Tzitzis if the original Tzitzis are taken off. When the new tzitzis are put on, they weren't chayiv to be put on over there, but still considered good when the original ones are taken off. Clearly, Tasavul and Asai doesn't apply in this case. Marava hashta babal tosif kai. Since one who puts the extra tzitzis is of the iser of baltosif, you know, of adding maisa lohavi, then putting it on is not considered like making tzitzis at all. The new tzitzis are only made when the original ones are put off or taken off. And therefore, it's not a case of tasav lomina also because the figure is already done. Matzkifla ref papa mimai de gaver lo sufei komechavin. How do you know that the person who put the extra tzitzis has the din of, you know, he had a mind to add to it, and therefore it's not considered making a new tzitzis at the time. Maybe his kavana is to be mevatel the original tzitzis. So about Tosef Leka Maiseika, so that there's no iser of adding, right? Not to add, and there is a making of the new tzitzis. Since Rav Zera says that when the original tzitzis are removed, so now the beged is ra'oi for wearing them. Because of the new tzitzis, we see that tzitzis are, quote-unquote, made when they're not required, are going to be good, which goes against this idea that we said that if one puts tzitzis on a three-cornered garment and then adds a fourth corner, that it's going to be no good. Says Rashi, ma'isa ika v'hadu kusha l'duchta. You're back to your original question. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish all y'all a great, great day.